Hosea chapter number 2. Let's stand, please, just for the reading of the Word of God. Verse 2 says, chapter 2, verse 2 of Hosea, plead with your mother, plea, for she's not my wife, neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her whoredoms out of her sight, and her adulterers from between her breast. Verse 14, therefore will I, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness, speak comfortably unto her, and give her vineyards and thence in the valley of Achor, the door of hope, and she shall sing there as in the days of her youth. And we've preached on that subject, a door of hope, but I want you to go with me to chapter 3. The Lord said unto me, go yet love a woman, beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress, according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel, who look to other gods, love flagrants of wine. So I brought her to me for 15 pieces of silver, and for an homer of barley, and a half homer of barley. And I said unto her, thou shalt abide with me for many days. Thou shalt not play the harlot. Thou shalt not be for another man. So will I also be for thee. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that the Holy Ghost will continue doing work in hearts. Father, thank you for Robin being saved. Lord, I praise your holy name and give you glory and thanks. I thank you for hearts you've touched and people have come and bowed and brought burdens and cares to you. And Lord, surely it's been a great morning just to watch you work in hearts. And I give you praise and thanks. And then Lord, now we heard the song about Hosea, and I want to say just a few words. And I pray, Lord, you'd help me and touch me. And then speak to some heart. Lord, I believe the day these people here that need to get saved and people that need to get right with God, people that need to come, Lord, let them know how much you love them. We love them and lift them to you. And ask in Jesus' name that you'll do that. We'll praise you and thank you and give you glory for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. You may be seated. I'm just thinking about Hosea and Gomer. And you that are Bible students know the story. Gomer and he had took a, Hosea had taken a wife, and she was of whoredoms, and not the kind that you would pick for a wife. And she was unfaithful to Hosea, and she went her way, and she went out in the world, lived her life. And Hosea, he said, plead with her. I love her. I want to bring her back. And so this was something that he was dealing with, but why? She said in that song, I was in the same place. You think Gomer was awful, terrible mother, ungodly, unfit, and she was in that sense. But Hosea loved her in spite of all of it. And she went out there. Now, get this. I want you to get the picture, and I'll be finished in just a minute. But I somebody here God speaking to, God dealing with, and I want you to let God help you today. And I'm just trying to obey God. Don't know anything else to do. What was happening around here got me tore up. I praise God it did. Amen. I'm glad God's still on the throne. God's still doing what he said. And it don't have to be our organization the way we plan it out and what we're thinking. Just so God gets glory. And God does his work. And he already has. And I say praise his name. But I don't believe that he's quite finished yet today. I think there's yet something to happen. And Hosea, Gomer left him and went out there in the whoredoms and lived her life in sin and was wasted and everything else. And she reached the bottom. By the way, that's what sin will do to you. It'll rob you. It'll take you down. It'll make you miserable. At first, sin paints a pretty picture. And then that picture begins to fade a little bit. And then down the road, you look back on it and say, it's an awful thing I did. awful thing I allowed come in my life, awful the reason that I why didn't I let God help me? Why didn't I get saved? Why didn't I give my life to God? Why didn't I do what God said? And you'll see the results, what sin brings, and be sure. God said, be sure your sin will find you out, and it will. And so tonight, today, I'm just simply saying to you, let God help you while he's on the throne, and he's going to stay on the throne, but while he's moving in our services, while he's speaking to hearts, while he's doing what he's doing, this service, you all be thankful you got in on a service like this. They don't all come like this. God just saw fit this morning to look down and said, I'm going to do something special at Gateway. And he did, and hallelujah. I want you to know Robin, God looked down and said today, I'm going to deal with Robin. I want her to come. I want to save her. I want to birth her in the family of God. She's sitting down there with a big smile on her face. And I've seen some tears run out of her eyes at the altar. And she cried to God to save her and took a step of faith and believed it. And God saved her by his marvelous grace. But you know what took place before that could take place? Jesus had to go to Calvary. And at Calvary, he was made her sin. And he paid her price. And he took her. And she was like Gomer. And she was out there in sin. But God sang by and said, I love her. I'm going to pay her price. I'll buy her back. And said, I'll pay for her. And he did. And I say, hallelujah. The price has been paid in full. Amen. I love it. I remember as a little boy, I used to run out to a country store. O.M. Blevins had a store, and just a little old country store. And Mom said, go get something. And she let me charge. And I'd say, what I do? She said, tell them to charge it to Daddy. And so I'd run out there, and I'd get whatever she said. She let me sometimes get a moon pie and a chocolate pop. Man, that was special in my day. And get home, get on a shade tree, and eat that pie and drink that chocolate pop. You had something then. But what got me was I didn't pay for anything. I had holes in my pockets, and I was ragged-looking breeches and all that kind of stuff. But I just go in there and say, Mr. Blevins, charge it to Daddy. That's exactly what he did. Then one day I went out there as I grew a little bit older. I went with Daddy when he got paid. He said, Mr. Blevins, what do I owe you? And everything that I'd ever charged to him, he'd get it down out of that little book, and he'd start adding it up. And then he'd tell Daddy what he owed him, and Daddy'd pay it. And I thought to myself, it dawned on me how that works. I get it, I charge it, Daddy pays it. Amen. That's exactly what happened. Robin got it, but her Heavenly Father sent Jesus to pay it. He paid it, and she got it. And now, thank God, it's paid in full. It's not what she can do to earn it. She couldn't do anything. She just believed in her heart and trusted Jesus, and Jesus did the saving. I say hallelujah. Now, let's get back to Gomer right quick. Gomer's out there in sin, and let me read this again to you out of chapter 4. Then the Lord said to me, go love a woman beloved of a friend, adulteress. And that's when he went to get her. And so I brought her to me for 15 pieces of silver and for a homer of barley and half homer of barley. He said, I went to get her. I loved her and went to get her and paid the price. And he did that. And I'm glad that he did. If Jesus had not paid the price, if God had not done something for me, I wouldn't be saved today. I wouldn't be anything. But what I really want to get to is that Gomer was on the slave market. You see, sin will take you down and take you further than you want to go and keep you longer than you want to stay and cost you more than you want to pay. That's not original with me, but it's a quote and that it's good and amen. But Gomer was on a slave block to be sold as a slave, and she had been wasted by men and used and abused and cast aside and no more use for her. And there she was standing, and Hosea shows up, and Hosea looks at her and she looks at him, and I'm sure the embarrassment and the heartache and the sorrow that she had in her heart for all that she'd done, what she'd wasted, what she'd left, all of it came back to her. But Hosea said, I'll bid on her. And they started to bidding as a slave. And he said, I'll bid for her. I'll pay for her. I'll pay her price. And I'd pay. And he did. He paid her price. And then he, I believe, took his own coat and covered her up and said, now you'll be for me and I'll be for you. And you're going to be mine and I'll be yours. And took her home. Hallelujah. That's what happened to me one day. Hallelujah. When I got saved, I was an outcast, as it were, from God. But God came by and said, I'm going to take you home with me. I'm going to pay your price, and you're on the slave market of sin. But I want you to know it's been paid at Calvary, and now I'm going to be yours, and you can be mine. I said, hallelujah. When I took Juanita to be my wife, I said, she'll be mine, and I'll be hers. But hallelujah, I'm glad one day God bought me. Hey, something greater than marriage, there's something greater than anything in the world, is a day that Jesus Christ becomes real in your heart and your life and births you in the family of God. And you get saved and born in the family and say, hallelujah, it's good to be saved and I know God. And now I can go home with him. One day go to heaven, amen. I want you to know today Jesus loves you, Jesus cares. It's been a great morning, been a great time. And I loved every song sung. I appreciate everything that was done. Appreciate what God has already done. But I'm concerned today that people get saved and born in the family of God. And if you're not saved, God wants to save you. You say, preacher, I joined the church. I didn't ask about that. I want to know if you're saved. Preacher, I try to do good. That's all right. I'm glad you do, but that won't save you. I want to know you're saved. Well, preacher, I quit drinking liquor. That's good. I'm glad you did, but that won't save you. You've got to be born again. How did I get born again? Repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Let's bow our head and close our eyes. I wonder, in the house today, if there's somebody here, heads are bowed, eyes are closed, nobody's looking, myself and God. I want to ask you a question. I'm not going to come to anybody. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to try to make you do anything. I'm simply going to ask you a question or two. First of all, do you know that you're saved? Just slip your hand up. Just as a testimony, I know I'm saved. I know I am. No question. That's great. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Not everybody could raise your hand on that proposition. I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate your being here today. Thank God for you. Now, I wonder if there's somebody here today to say, preacher, I'm not saved. I realize that fact. And I'm concerned enough to raise my hand and say, with that, pray for me. I'm not going to come to you. I'm not going to embarrass you. That certainly will not save you, but it'll be a step in the right direction. And just admit and to ask for a prayer. Anybody here like that? Anybody in the house, anywhere? Just say, pray for me. Pray for me. Well, if there's somebody here today to say, preacher, I know I've been saved, but my life is not where it needs to be with God. I want you to pray for me. Would you slip your hand up? God bless your heart. God bless you. God bless your heart. Thank you. You can put it down. Thank you. God bless you. Anybody else, quickly slip your hand up and say, I realize I'm not where I need to be with God. I need prayer. Saw some precious hands go up, some people I really care, and I ask God to help you, and I'm going to here in a moment. I wonder if there's anybody else, quickly. Anybody else? Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, today that we can come together in the house of God, know the presence of God and the power of God, and see you do a work. Lord, surely, Father, you paid it all at Calvary through Jesus Christ, your Son, that we might be saved, and paid our price in full and took care of it. And Lord, today, those that are not saved, those that know not the Lord Jesus, I pray that the Holy Ghost would do a work of conviction. They would realize it. They would see it. They would understand that Jesus is the only way to heaven. And Father, without him, they'll have to go to hell. Lord, we don't want to see anybody go to hell. We ask you in Jesus' name, God, to speak to their heart. And I pray you'd break them for your glory, that they may see and realize, know what it means to be saved. Then, Lord, those that raised their hands and they said, pray for me. And I pray for those, Lord, they said they're saved, but their life not where it needs to be. I ask in Jesus' name that you speak to them, deal with them, and draw them by your power. I pray today, Lord, be a day they come to an old-fashioned altar and say, I just want to get right with God. I want God to have his way in my heart and my life. And yield it all to Jesus, and we'll thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.